Perhaps sadness helped generate the unity we needed to survive, but many have wondered whether the suffering felt by others is anything like the suffering we experience ourselves. The poet Emily Dickinson wrote, "I measure every grief I meet with narrow, probing eyes. I wonder if it weighs like mine or has an easier size." And in the 20th century, medical anthropologists like Arthur Kleinman gathered evidence from the way people talk about pain to suggest that emotions aren't universal at all, and that culture, particularly the way we use language, can influence how we feel. When we talk about heartbreak, the feeling of brokenness becomes part of our experience, whereas in a culture that talks about a bruised heart, there actually seems to be a different subjective experience. Some contemporary thinkers aren't interested in sadness's subjectivity versus universality, and would rather use technology to eliminate suffering in all its forms. David Pearce has suggested that genetic engineering and other contemporary processes can not only alter the way humans experience emotional and physical pain, but that world ecosystems ought to be redesigned so that animals don't suffer in the wild. He calls his project Paradise Engineering. But is there something sad about a world without sadness? Our cavemen ancestors and favorite poets might not want any part of such a paradise. In fact, the only things about sadness that seem universally agreed upon are that it has been felt by most people throughout time, and that for thousands of years, one of the best ways we have to deal with this difficult emotion is to articulate it, to try to express what feels inexpressible. In the words of Emily Dickinson, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all."